So, next up, we've got The Lowest Bidder.
Just a public service first try. And I know we've all only canceled the hookup plan. Solidarity, a discount code for OnlyFans. Love in the time of lockdown. Lust in the time of lockdown. Love in the time of lockdown. Lost in lockdown.
I love this one. I remember you pointed out that the last podcast I was on was his first time on Song Fight. And even though I'm pretty sure that's the only one of his songs I've heard, the instant this song started up, I was like, oh yeah, it's that guy. I remember that guy. He's cool.
That was Bend the Knee.
Yeah, that was Bend the Knee.
Yeah.
And I love the quote, the instigays are telling me to wash my hands. It's like, there's some medium for this quote. Like, doesn't fit on a t-shirt, not really a poster, but there's some medium. There's like maybe like weird Instagram motivational quote, some perfect medium that this quote needs to like put on my wall or something, because it's great.
Yeah, I gotta say, I didn't really quite catch that line the first time I was listening to it. I kind of like picked up on it because I'm not being an Instagram user or a gay man for that matter. I'm not really, instagaze is not a word that comes immediately to my vocabulary. But, you know, at the very tail end of the song, where just as it's fading out, they repeat just that line. And yeah, it cracked me up.
I like the idea of the instagaze, like, you know, doing their thing to prevent the spread of the virus by soaping up their chests and taking pictures and, you know, having dick pics and doing all the instigay stuff, doing mm-hmm. their part in a lustful manner. I'm like, mm-hmm. that's pretty cool.
Well, us three older dudes, are any of us on Instagram?
On Instagram.
Okay. I don't think I've even encountered Instagram in any way. Like, I don't think I've ever even linked to it anyhow.
It's a Facebook property, so for me, it doesn't exist.
Gotcha.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I've never used it, but I've absorbed enough pop culture to know that, you know, it is obviously a place where people hang out and share low-key erotica, you know.
Gotcha. Well, no, but I mean, so like, I know that it exists, of course, but I'm kind of like, do you have any first-hand experience with
it? Oh, God, no.
There was a time Instagram and Reddit went to war. That's really all I know about it, because I'm on Reddit, and then there's the war of Instagram and Reddit.
So you're Reddit rogue.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember them as the enemy of the war, but I don't know. That's over now, so.
So this was just kind of a goofy song, but it has its heart in the right place. At least in this context, I really appreciated the lighthearted take on the COVID-19 situation, completely unlike what everyone else did.
Yeah.
I liked the synthy backing track. I thought the synth bass in particular sounded really good. I liked the vocals and backing vocals. Even though they were a little bit far back in the mix, it just kind of had this sort of dreamlike quality to it that I liked. So, yeah, I enjoyed this song when it came on.
Yeah, in the past, this guy's MP3s were clipping throughout. That's one of the things I remember about it. But I'm happy to hear that that isn't happening anymore. He's got that figured out. And I'm also happy to hear that this guy is as horny as ever from these lyrics.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Undeterred by the virus.
Exactly. And I thought this is a good song. You know, the backing music is a little uneventful for my tastes, but the sound is good and it's pleasant and mellow and I like it.